The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Monday, 29th of July, 2019. Well, there goes July. And then it's going to be August. And then we're going to have another year. Somebody has hit the fast forward on the VCR of life. Then that's a bad thing down in God's waiting room. Right, Steve?
No, I love it down here. It's great. This is a great place to be. You know, the Fountain of Youth is down here. I haven't found it yet, but it is here somewhere. I will find it. Ponce de Leon.
Check your level. You're running a little bit hot there.
Am I? Okay. Pull back then. How about that? How's that? Better?
A little bit more.
How about that? Better?
A little bit more. Crank it
Are
down.
You serious?
Yeah, I mean,
I'll have to stand over by the door.
Well, evidently you did something to your laptop when you're in Indiana. See, everything works better.
How's that right there?
That's much, much better. Is that better, Mike? Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I was supposed to have a broadcast on Sunday, John, and technical difficulties, and I got caught in a lie here. I left my power cord to my computer back in Indiana, so that was my technical difficulty. I admit it. Mm. I screwed up.
Well, whenever I run into a situation like that, I just hook up my 12-volt car battery. Everything runs real fast for about 30 seconds, and then it just smokes. So, yep. You got everything done in Indiana?
Yeah. It was 2 weeks, and we got it done, and it's done. Tough to do.
You still sound like you're in a tin can.
I am. My office is not quite done yet, so it's still going to sound like a tin can. It's not quite soundproofed yet.
Nah, it's not an echo. It's the problem. Your voice is being condensed, and it's... Let's try a reconnect. Let's do that.
Okay.
All right, stand by.
Got it.
All right. Well, I thought of Steve when I posted this story up today. Oh, gosh. You know, I don't know if people in Florida, are they mindful when they mow their yards and stuff like that? They got so many poisonous things down there. They got another problem. You got them back?
Yep, good.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, now you're low. Now you're at low volume. Pump that up by half. No, you pump yours up, because if I try to drive what you're sending me, it's going to sound worse than it did before.
How's that?
Well, I don't know. You have to keep talking so we can get a...
Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3. How about
there that? There you go. There you...
Is that better?
Is that better? That's much, much better.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Florida is declaring war on 5-foot invasive lizards.
I know. I love those guys. I love those iguanas.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one out here, but I know in southern Florida they're all over the place. So I think it's kind of it's terrible to think that. I mean, you're going out there and you're killing them, and there's a humane way to kill them and an inhumane way to do it.
Isn't both end up in death? Do you think the iguana cares?
No. That's what's funny about it is Pete is saying, well, there's a right way to do it to kill the iguana. And there's a wrong way, and I think, do we really need to kill the iguana? Is it causing that big a problem? I mean, I don't know. Pick your worst, I guess. Pick your worst.
Well, they do a lot of things down there. They just don't stand around and look cool.
Well, I think they're actually edible. So if we're going to kill them, can we eat them? Right.
Well, you better find something to eat the boa constrictors down there because they're eating the big old gators.
Yeah, they're big. Yeah. True.
Can't wait for the first story, the old lady walking her dog next to the lake and all of a sudden she loses the dog to a boa constrictor. Mm. You know, people don't think about this sort of thing. I mean, if you're living in New York.
Actually, it's not boa constrictor, it's pythons down here. Python.
Oh, well. Excuse me.
Big difference. Python. Huge pythons.
Well, don't pythons constrict as well? I don't know. I know they can swallow a whole lot of whatever they're people included.
Yeah.
What a great place to live. It's like living in the 21st century version of Jurassic Park. Well, these iguanas can cause damage to infrastructure. They're great little diggers. They dig burrows that erode and collapse sidewalks, foundations, seawalls, berms, and canal banks. Mark my words, folks, one of these days we're going to have Steve Elkins on the program. He's going to complain about his bedroom settling because he discovered a nest of iguanas underneath it.
Or we could all go to Baltimore and have Elijah Cummings be our congressman. How about that? I heard that's a great place to live, Baltimore. What do you think?
Wait a minute. Who's having the rat infestation problem? Is that Baltimore or is that Philadelphia?
I don't know. I thought maybe that was Seattle, but I think Baltimore is not in good shape either. So,
and Elijah Cummings, and objectively looking at this guy, and I don't care what color you are, what your stripe of claimed politics are. When you look at what, I mean, you can put them all together. I don't care. You put the sum of all of what these people have accomplished, and I don't know if we judge politicians on a negative scale or not, but you just give them trillions of dollars, and they keep claiming that, there's a bunch of racism. See, whenever we're getting all this money, this stuff about racism didn't seem to crop up as much. Now, you got a president that's trying to get people off food stamps. He's trying to cut the welfare of the entitlement state. And now all of a sudden, this 7-foot almost white dude is some kind of racist.
It's a sad time, John, when you can't give a critique on somebody's performance or lack of performance without being called a racist. I saw the tweets. It's true. It's accurate. And I wouldn't take it back. And there's nothing racial about it. He's basically saying you're doing a lousy job in Baltimore, and you're complaining about the southern borders and the children, the detention centers. But your own backyard is very dirty. It's very messy. So take care of your own backyard. And you know, we're actually, there's so much attention, John, being paid to the detention centers with the kids. I mean, this is like major in-your-face stuff. So I'm sure they're doing everything that they're supposed to be doing. These children are not being neglected. AOC says that they're drinking out of the toilets, which a pastor, a minister, came back behind her and said, there's no truth to that. We came at the same time. There is nobody drinking from the toilet here. So we know AOC was lying. And like I said, the tension is there. The kids are being treated well. They are separated from families because that is the protocol. When you decipher what the heck is going on here, who belongs to who, because we know that an easy entry into the United States is grabbing a child. So we know they're renting children to come into the country. It's an easy passport in. And we got to find out, are you really the parents of this kid? Because there's a big scam going on there with that.
Well, if you're Senator Ron Wyden, you, what you do is get down to the border and you help people across. You give them a helping hand. This Wyden guy escorted an 8.5-month pregnant Mexican woman and her family across the border. He posted a video Saturday bragging about he had escorted an 8.5-month pregnant migrant from Mexico into the U.S. because the woman allegedly was having a difficult pregnancy. Now, the good senator does not tell viewers that the woman is a Mexican citizen and that she brought her husband and 3-year-old son with her across the border. Apparently, there's no competent maternity hospitals in Mexico. And if you think 8.5 months pregnant is not a complication on physical life, then you weren't a woman and you never bore a child. Wyden said he was touring a migrant facility in Juarez, Mexico, when he noticed a baby popping his head out of a toilet bowl. No, I'm just joking. He's accompanied by...
You got me on that one. AOC. AOC.
I'm getting my one-liners from AOC now. Mexico, accompanied by a doctor who diagnosed a pregnant Mexican woman seeking asylum in the U.S. as having a potentially fatal condition. No, it's only fatal for us with anchor babies. It's all right. Wyden brought the woman to the border checkpoint and talked his way past the guards. I went across the border into Juarez, Mexico, and he forgot to stay there, to tour a shelter housing system, or a housing asylum, that seekers being forced to stay in Mexico instead of the U.S. while they wait to hear if they've been granted asylum. You know, the way it's supposed to work. You don't get to crash into a country and then walk around going, I want asylum, I want asylum. No. No. They're supposedly fleeing persecution and violence and seeking a better life for their families. Well, go back to your respective countries and straighten out your crooked government. The only thing you're doing is burdening us and distracting us, because guess what we're trying to do in this country? That's right, straighten our government around. But of course, we need instances of major distraction. Now, this Wyden character goes on and says, while across the border I met a young woman who was seeking refuge in the U.S., who was more than 8 months pregnant. There were concerns she had serious medical complications that were life-threatening. I don't know how you determine that by looking at an 8.5-month pregnant Mexican woman.
Right.
Got Spidey sense or Superman X-ray vision, I don't know. Now, she tried to get across the border but was denied until it became clear to law enforcement that I was accompanying her. But she was taken to a hospital to get care. What I would have done if I was one of those border guards was I would have arrested the Mexicans, and I also would have arrested Senator Wyden for breaking U.S. law.
Yes, I would have too.
He would have been calling his satellite offices or Washington, D.C., please get me some bail money. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, actually, he might say that he's a coyote then, right? Pretty much, he brought somebody over, a coyote.
And even though
coyotes are paid, but he didn't get paid.
I was just going to say, and too stupid to get paid for it, or maybe he is. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my God! What, Mike? Come here and look at this. What in the hell is Wyden carrying? It's a black kid looking backwards. I'm sorry, I thought we were talking Mexicans here. That's the blackest looking Mexican I've ever seen in my life. Looks like he's carrying a silhouette chunk of coal that it resembles a human being, kind of, sort of. I am shocked. It could be Obama's son.
That's what I was thinking too. It's Obama's son.
Oh, Lord. Now we got the senators down on the border giving helping hands. I'm serious about that, Steve. I'm serious. By the way, you and I were having a little conversation about wet cops in New York City. And now, here we go again. Do you know what? When I first saw this, Steve, now here's the narrative in the mainstream media. Black people disrespecting cops in New York City. And we've probably seen it, if we've seen it once, we've seen it 50 times. The two black cops drinking coffee on a street in New York, and a bunch of black kids have buckets and these super squirter things and mega soakers or whatever they call the things. And these cops are getting bombarded with water. Now, I know that there's tension between people of New York City, certain segments, and the New York Police Department. As much as you can praise the New York Police Department, you can also unpraise them, if that's even a word. But when I saw this, I thought, you know, this is kind of unique. In the annals of American history, I don't think anything like this has ever happened. Now, we're not talking about rocks. We're not talking about bottles, hard objects, guns, knives, anything else. We're talking about, in the heat of summer in New York, water fights. And then that gave me an idea. This is going to go nationwide. It's going to be copycatted. Well, my first reaction to this, Steve, was if I were the cops there, if I'm already wet, and these black kids are having a good time around the fire hydrant that's been cracked, keep people cool. If I were one of the cops, Steve, I would have grabbed a bucket, filled it up, and went after the kids were throwing water on me. I would have started laughing. I would have made a game of it. And I would have diffused something. Everybody's, it's disrespecting law enforcement. You know, in this day and age, if you choke somebody to death because they're selling a few cigarettes on a street corner, and the cigarettes are so damned high in New York City that you think that it's a good idea to arrest somebody, and just to make sure he doesn't go anywhere, to put a chokehold him long enough where you kill the guy, I'd say that's some pretty serious PR problems. They could have turned this around. I have spoken on the streets of New York City. I have spent hours talking to the New York City's finest. Most of these people out on the streets, they're good cops, or they stay within the lines of what people would consider to be good copmanship. And there's a very good reason for that, because they're so badly outnumbered. One cop that I was talking to says, look, I personally have to cover 4 New York City blocks. She said, do you know how many people that is? And she said, all I've got in my trunk is a shotgun. I don't even carry it in the front seat of my car. I said, so does this make your job easier, more difficult? She said, well, obviously, if there's trouble and it's just me, yeah, there could be a problem. She said, but it also does something else. And she looked out of both sides of her face before she said this to me, and she lowered her tone. And she says, you know, it keeps us a little bit more polite because we are outnumbered. But everybody started this jag about disrespecting cops. I would have made a game of it. I would have been laughing. I'm already wet. What am I going to do, get wetter? And, Steve, you've been caught in a rainstorm now and again, haven't you?
Sure.
Did it cause any permanent damage?
No. I think you and I disagree on this one.
I know we do.
I respect
your opinion. That's why I brought it up.
But I would have, first reaction, I would have, well, I thought I would use my stun gun, but I'm already wet, so I'm going to probably zap myself, so that's not going
to work. Oh, thank God, saved by the commercial. Oh, we got to go to break.
All right.
No, save that response.
To break.
Save that response till after the break. Steve Elkins, finally black, back in, finally black in Florida. Oh, to hell with it. We'll be right back. We're going to the end of the line. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it.
All right, we're back. And your response, Mr. Elkins?
Well, just out of reaction, just because I thought maybe I was getting attacked from both sides, maybe I probably would have pulled that nightstick out. I would have cracked that skull of his like he was a nutcracker. And there had been some brain matter on the ground, probably just as reaction because I thought I was getting attacked. But that just would have been a reaction, either fight or flight, and I'm going to fight. So I would have cracked his skull.
Well, and I'm sure you saw the video of the two cops walking away, and one of the individuals comes up with a 3-4 gallon pail of water and gets about a foot behind him and then just dumps it all over him. Now, evidently, the cops didn't feel that threatened because they weren't pulling out the bully sticks or they weren't pulling out their tasers. I'm just saying that there was a wasted opportunity. Do you remember the days that we used to have the Police Athletic League? Do you remember the days that cops would go play basketball? They'd form up teams, and then all of a sudden, it wasn't a cop you were playing. It happened to be somebody else that's trying to score 2 points on you. Oh, and by the way, it happened to be a cop, but right then and there, he was a basketball player. Mm-hmm. There is not enough to break down this that's constantly being built, this edge between the cops and the people. And before you think to yourself, oh, God, John's got off his rocker this time. No, folks, I post the stories on this website. Steve, you post some as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be the first one to point out ridiculous actions by the cops, whether it's shooting your damn dog, whether it's shooting a human being. I don't care. Misuse of power, crooked cops, planting guns or drugs, going to the wrong places, wrong address, killing people. And there doesn't seem to be, and this is the way we always viewed it, good, bad, or indifferent, Steve, mm-hmm. is the cops had to be a little bit better than the average Joe Blow on the streets. Why? Because they were cops. Because they set the example. Because these were people that they were to be judged by a higher standard. Mm-hmm. So, what's going on? How is this stuff ever going to get mended? And I'm getting to the point, Steve, like you, mm-hmm. and you've admitted it on air, mm-hmm. that you don't like to see cops around either.
No, I don't.
Because you start thinking about what-if scenarios in your head. It isn't like, oh, there's a cop. Oh, okay.
No. You know, Vincent and I had this conversation, too, and he's come to the conclusion that there are no good police officers anymore. I'm not sure I'd go that far. But I think when he said that, he meant that there are so many police officers who are living and playing by the game, the rule of cover the brother. And they'll turn their backs and they'll walk away. And we see atrocities, police officers committing atrocities on humans and mm-hmm. citizens. And it's the boys club and I can't turn my brother in. I'm not going to. And so they simply manufacture the story and they get their story straight and then you have a police league that actually covers for you. I don't know what it takes to. And then, of course, the body cameras don't work. There's always a great excuse, and they get the benefit of the doubt nearly all the time. And I've come to the point where when I get pulled over, because if I haven't done anything wrong, why am I getting pulled over? I see them trolling way too often. They're trolling. They're looking for revenue. And one came behind me the other day with my mom. And I said, the guy's behind me, he's reading our license plate right now. She goes, he is? I said, yeah, he's got a license plate reader. He's reading our plates right now. He knows who this car belongs to. He's checking your record out. Mm-hmm. And this is what they do. They go in the parking lots. They drive around the parking lot. They have that little reader. And they go into a parking lot in the Walmart, wherever they are. Hey, there's a car there. There's an outstanding warrant, something here. I'm going to camp out and wait till that guy comes out, and I'm going to nail him. But it's an abuse. It's abuse of power. A lot of it is. And I want to catch the bad guy. Don't get me wrong. I want to catch the bad guy. But I do understand that there's a big infringement on my privacies. And I don't like it because I'm not a criminal. And detaining me to say, well, I want to look in your car. And if I say no, well, you must be hiding something. Well, that's not it. It's simply I am protecting my rights as a citizen. And you don't have a right to search my car unless you think that I've committed a crime.
Well, if you do, there it is. Did you commit a crime? You have no business anymore stalking me on a street corner, asking me for my ID. If you don't believe that I've been involved in a crime, did you see me commit a crime? You know, that kind of thing. They don't have the right to ask you for an ID if you're just walking down any street USA. And that the same should apply because, you know, you're in your car. You're minding your own business. You and your wife are out. All of a sudden, you got some guy that's going, okay, my supervisor told me I better write some tickets for the end of the month, and there he is running your plate. Where's the justification for doing that? There was none.
No. Not at all.
They're just, well, doesn't it make you a little bit hopeful that he's out there fishing?
I want to go back to the peace officer.
Ah.
Return back to the peace officer.
Let's take the bottom of the hour break. Bob in Colorado will take your call, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma is all over CBD because of its well, you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white with my siren is screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol.
I'm a highway patrol. You were going to say, Mr. Elkins.
I was going to say what? Other than I cracked that guy's head? I would have. I would have. I seriously would have.
I think it was peace officer, and you're talking about cracking skulls here. That's not very peaceful.
you use as much force as you need to, and I probably, as a reaction, I would have made news that some guy poured water on me and I cracked his head. And I'd probably be in trouble for it. But actually, you notice that Bill de Blasio is getting nailed on this for not supporting the police officers. And I don't think too highly of Bill de Blasio at all. After he came out and said, "We own your bodies," I had zero respect for this guy. And actually, he should
be
out.
He was telling the truth. Don't you give him a little tiny gold star for telling the truth?
Yeah, they did that in school. I remember that. Did you ever get any gold stars, John?
What,
did
for telling the truth?
For anything.
Or not liking de Blasio?
for anything.
I don't remember. What is a memory? Little snapshots in time of your life. Not that I can remember. No.
Well, you know, I was going through my dad's papers and found some of my papers, and I found an attendance record that I had perfect attendance 2 years in grade school. I think I sat there. Or I was there, but I wasn't listening all the time. I mean,
well, you know, and I know the reason for that. If you wouldn't have went to school, your dad would have killed you.
Yeah,
perfect attendance. Yeah, Bob in Colorado. Hello, Bob.
Well, hello there, Steve and John. It's been a while since I called in. But, Steve, I moved here to Colorado from Ocala, Florida. So
I know a little bit about Florida.
But one of the reasons I called, I'm a retired disabled police officer from outside of Philadelphia. I was a cop for 23 years, and I'm going to tell you what right now. I don't care whether I have a badge or not. I've been pulled over 3-4 times. I mean, just kind of, you know, minding my own business, and I got pulled over by the state trooper here in Colorado about a year ago, and I said, hey, look, I didn't know my taillight was out. I'm sorry. You know, I'm a retired cop, and he says, how does it feel to be on the other side? And it, you talk about a mind change, and I am so happy that I am not, and I am sad to say it because I loved my job, but I am so happy I am not involved with that kind of corruption and everything militarily that's coming down, and I am sad for the older guys that tried to do their job the right way, and now we got this younger generation coming in. And all we are old-timers, and we don't know nothing. So that's really all I wanted to say, and I'll listen to you offline.
Before you go, what was your response to him when you when he made the statement, what's it feel like being on the other side?
Well, I didn't know what to say. I mean,
well, I would have stalled. First of all, I would have done a Mueller on him. I would have said, I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Could you repeat that? And while he was repeating it, I would have thought up of a good retort at least. This guy, this isn't about sides. This is about a man that chose a profession as being a cop. And he's a human being. He knows the guidelines. He knows his job. But you could see by this nice gentleman's response to you after you told him I was a veteran of 23 years, how does it feel being on the other side? I'm sorry. I didn't know we were choosing up for an intramural basketball game. You want to choose sides? Holy mackerel, I would have clocked him.
Well, hey, Bob, the county I came from, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
You saw the video, right? The two police officers, you saw that video, New York City?
No, I did not. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, you got to see it. Okay. Well, they walked away with their tail between their legs. They looked rather shamed, and that's what bothered me the most, is that this wasn't fun and games now. This was humiliation, and I felt bad. That's why I said I would have cracked their skull, at least one of them. I would have cracked one. Just as a response, I would have pulled the nightstick out and cracked somebody. And to send a message, that's it. I'm not playing games here. I came for a job, and now you're throwing water on me. And then it got out of hand. I thought it got out of hand, and that's why I thought it had to stop. It had to stop.
Well, this thing with the water, number one, that is assault on a police officer. But we got the liberal cities. You can't have a gun. You can't protect anybody on the right side. You can only protect Antifa and all these other left-wing lunatics. I don't know why these cops aren't just in the thousands in New York just sitting there saying, we're not taking it anymore. I just don't understand it. It blows my mind. They got, what, 20,000 cops?
Bob, where were you a cop at? Where'd you spend
outside
most...
Outside of Philadelphia.
Okay, outside of Philly. All right. Well, Philly's not exactly a rose garden. But...
It ain't the city of brotherly love, let me tell you that.
Yeah, but New York, like I said, I've spent a long time walking the streets of New York, spending hours talking to these guys. Mm-hmm. And they were all pretty decent people. I mean, I can describe them no other way. But, you know, this situation where immediately it was the cops being dissed. Yeah, I can absolutely see the opinion that, yeah, they were being disrespected. Look, they're throwing water on these cops. But what, Bob, to stop this from going viral, going nationwide, having copycats in major cities and the inner cities, whatever the case may be, what did you think of my idea of turning this into a game and turning the tables on it?
Oh, I think that's cool. I think it's a great idea. But who's going to do it? That's the problem. Nobody wants to get involved. That's the problem. And the other thing, I don't know, Steve, John, I don't know. There was a documentary, and I can't remember if it was on Hulu or Netflix, but it was about a year or so ago. It was about, I think it was 8 or 10 cops from New York who tried to expose the corruption. And it was a true documentary. I mean, they were showing the real people. And New York City came down on them so hard. Half of them retired. The other ones ended up taking, like out at Staten Island, the worst place to go doing patrol. And, you know, they said, hey, you ain't going to sit there and bring everything to light with this department. So it's like either do or die. And it was a absolutely powerful documentary. So, but
Bob,
anyway, that's where we are. And
Bob, let me ask you a question, Bob.
I don't see any way turning back. I don't see how we're going to turn this around. The kids are so brain dead. They don't care. And it's people like you and us that we're trying to hold it together, but I don't know how much longer. I really don't. I don't know how much longer. I live here in southern Colorado, right at the New Mexico border, and the immigrants, the home, it's just absolutely amazing. It's just horrible. So,
all right.
Did you ask a question real quick here?
Wait a minute.
Hold on, Bob. What? Don't take off. I've got a question for you. Hey, now you retired. How long ago did you retire? How many years?
I had to retire in 2005.
Okay. So you see a big difference from what you were as a police officer, law enforcement, to today's police officer. Today's police officer is very militarized. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. Our sheriff's department here, they got the MRAPs and all. What the hell they need MRAPs here? I mean, whatever.
No, so Bob, that ideology,
Bob, you got
that ideology has come from the very top. My question is the ideology for the transformation of a peace officer to a military combat now officer has come from the top. How did this all happen? How did this happen?
Because they went ahead, they went to certain schools, I went to one of them, and they give you this, the public is evil, and they hate cops, and they get these young kids, the older guys always tried to talk to people. I mean, like John was saying, he talked to the cops in New York City and all. Well, that's what I used to do as a cop. I talked to people. I didn't want to sit there and arrest anybody. But then, like I was getting ready to say earlier, there was a big controversy because the state police, Pennsylvania State Police, they had a big bulletin board, and they had all the state troopers and how many traffic tickets and arrests they made. And they sent that to the district attorney. Man, you talk about a big friggin' scandal.
Well, for just saying openly what they've been doing all along.
Yeah, well, how they get around it, and believe me, I was part of the process, so I know.
Yeah.
What it is, you evaluate your men, and have you had any traffic stops or arrests or whatever, and you sit there, yeah, I've had a couple arrests this week, a couple traffic stops, okay. And then you sit there and say, okay, what have you been doing for the last 32 hours out of those 40 hours? I mean, you know, you mean to tell me you couldn't find another traffic violation or another drug? So they put you in a corner where it's not really a quota, but it's like, what are you doing in all those 8 hours? Why am I out talking to people, giving people breaks, writing warnings, stuff like that? But, oh no, that doesn't bring money in. So, anyway, you know, it's sad. It's sad, and the military is in the same situation also. So we're just surrounded by just the corrupt crap that is surrounding us. And it's now coming here, the United States of America, that everybody had a dream to come to, and now it's just falling apart with these left-wing lunatic Democrats that want to turn us into a Muslim country. And I'll tell you what, it ain't going to happen on my side. Anyway, guys, I'll let you go.
All right.
I'll go off, man.
No, that's okay.
I'll listen to you off air.
No, I value your call, your experience of being a police officer. One thing before I let you go, Bob. I know something that probably curled your nose hairs is when they did the fusion centers.
Yes.
And and Bob, you're looking at this the wrong way. If your county sheriff has an MRAP, he's just keeping it safe for you when the time comes.
I hope that's the idea. I hope it's not for us. I mean, we've had a lot of sheriffs here in Colorado that have totally gone against this Democratic crap that's been going on with gun confiscation and all that. And we now have a recall on our governor, Polis. They want him out of there. I mean, this guy, well, anyway, you know the politics. That's who he is. And we got to get rid of these left-wing Democrats, or we're all just going to go into the toilet, and we're all going to be like they think we came from. A big crash, and we all came from apes. Well, guess what? When they're done with us, it's going to be Soylent Green. We're all going to be mixed together, eating each other. And people better wake up, man. Yeah. I mean, this is... People might think it's funny. It ain't funny, man.
All right.
All you got to do is look up in the air. Look at all the tic-tac-toes, the X's and all. They ain't flying to the airports saying, hey, you know what? We got a couple of hours to burn. Let's go ahead and play tic-tac-toe for a few hours. I mean, people've got to wake up, man. I don't know. I talk to Mike Rivera once in a while, and I start going off, but, my gosh, I just... John, I hope people are listening enough to where people like you, me, Steve, Michael Rivera, and everybody that's on your network actually puts all the little pieces together, and guess what? You'll understand what's really coming, and you better be prepared.
Well, Bob, I...
God bless you, my guys.
Thank you.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Well put. Well put.
I don't know what to say. I'm kind of dumbfounded. And you know, people are looking at this the wrong way. If your county's got MRAPs and it's got military gear... Let me explain something here. Having it is one thing. Being able to hold on to it's quite another. So without putting any more information out, just look at it as it's our own private stockpiles, conveniently located, so we can get at them. Kevin in West Virginia. We're coming up on break, Kevin. If we need to, we'll take the break and carry you over. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. How are you all? I hope you guys are doing well. First off, I can't stand the police. I can't stand them around here, and I'm close to, like, Baltimore and things like that. These people, you know, I go to school with some of these people who are coming police officers. They got to take some of the college classes out at where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And they tell me the reason why I'm coming a cop is because of the people that used to beat up on me. I want to go, I want to get back at them. You know, why in the world, you see what I'm saying? Like, that's the dumbest reason in the world to become a police officer.
Vengeance.
And as far as the MRAPs, Berkeley County has an MRAP, and I called, and I said, hey, I'm curious to know what your MRAP's for. They told me, because we need a bulletproof vehicle to go through the woods to find the marijuana plants. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Wait a minute. Are you sure you didn't mishear that they were smoking the pot, driving the MRAP through the woods?
That's what I think.
Yeah. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that floored me, and then it just blows my mind. The whole blue line, my whole family were police officers, my two uncles, my grandfather. I mean, he was a police officer up in Pasadena.
Oh, I bet you're a load of fun around Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas time.
I blast them. They don't like coming around me. But I mean, but it's different, though. Because, my uncles, the ones that are alive that were cops, my grandfather's dead, they're different. Like that previous caller, you know, they would de-escalate the situation instead of pull everything out of the little utility belt. And, you know, it's just, it blows my mind why people won't de-escalate instead of they just want to just escalate. And here's the crazy thing, too.
Okay, hang on one second. I've got a break here, Kev. Hang on. I'll carry over. Ed in Utah. You're up after him. 800-313-9443. Almost managed to get through an hour without talking about the shooting. Wow.
It's the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin, go ahead. We got cut off there by a break. Go ahead.
All right. My actually question that a real reason why I called in was the police, you know, why is it okay for them to shoot water hoses whenever they were protesting the oil thing up in, or the Native American thing up in North Dakota? But yet, on a hot summer day, even though some kids are mad, pick up a bucket and throw it at them, and people get all upset.
I'm telling you,
the disconnect.
That situation, it wasn't a good situation. This is one of those situations where you've got a sour lemon, and what are you going to do? Pucker up, sweetie. What are you going to do? Add some sugar to
make
it.
Lemonade.
Turn the tables, and just start enjoying yourself in the fray. Water never hurt anybody. And I'm telling you what, there's not enough positives. I'm getting tired of hearing just automatically, oh, police are our heroes. No, I want to see more cases of cops actually putting their butts on the line to help people, not shoot them or jail them or beat the crap out of them for no reason at all, or being pumped up with so much fear that you're told that your number one priority, and this is by your shift commanders every damn morning at formation, be safe out there. Your number one priority is to be safe. Well, if that's it, your number one priority would be to take that uniform off, because it's not the safest job in the world, and we all get that. But what the police and their attitude is, what do you think would happen today if there was, say, a demonstration on Ohio State campus, Ohio State University, and they called the cops or the guard in, and they killed four kids, four white kids? What do you think the reaction would be nowadays?
I don't think there really would be a reaction. Or the cops were racist. They were black cops, and they shot the white kids because they singled them out.
Yeah, and everything...
There would be something had changed.
And thank you for pointing that out, Kevin, because everything, every motivating factor of every action by every human being now is all racially motivated. That's horse manure. And this has got to be... This is one of the things that I'd be in the media pushing back on, pushing. But nobody seems to want to take it on. Nobody wants to demonstrate the fallacy of this crap. They're just trying to find ways around it, like they're walking through a minefield. Well, you know what?
I agree.
Yeah, I all right, Kev, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, Ed.
Okay, good talking, listening to you folks today. I agree with your sentiment on this, and I really appreciate you airing the Free Thought Project videos.
And thank you for bringing that up, because I forgot to mention it. I run a lot of their videos, and I screen those myself. Yep. If it's kind of like iffy, you know, I won't post them, but if it's blatant in your face, look what the boys in blue are doing now, I'll do it.
There you go, John, and you're doing a great service. You're way ahead of the rest of them on that. I want to throw in there about Black Lives Matter. It's becoming apparent to me, and others could respond, because I don't have this ironclad, but it looks to me like that was a sort of a mass media psychology move, knowing that whites, who would not verbally voice it, they'd be too fearful, most of them, but they would not, they appreciate the blacks cracking, or the, excuse me, the cops cracking down, and that's understandable, on black thuggery. Okay, so the Black Lives Matter gets a reverse reaction. Therefore, you see what I'm saying, it carries over to where, well, then we got to support the police, the boys in blue, no matter what.
Yeah.
And even if four innocent white kids get shot, hey, well, so what? We got to support the police. They shouldn't have been there, type of deal. That's where I'm going. It was like an MK Ultra move on a mass basis.
And I want, hang on, Ed, you brought up a good point. I've got to take top of the hour break. Hang on a second. 800-313-9443. A lot of news and information coming. We'll be right back.
Or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.